Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. You know, it's interesting, more and more often when people come in, they are asking about annuities, how they work, what are the pros and cons? A lot of misconceptions out there about how they work. I mean, I think everybody knows kind of the benefit is that they will give you a lifetime income like a pension. Mm-hmm. So let's think about this logically. We're worried about longevity. We're worried about living longer. Mm-hmm. And we're worried about the money lasting.
Right.
So that's the problem we're trying to solve.
Mm-hmm.
So the stock market and bonds and money in the bank, CDs, none of those say, no matter how long you're living, we're going to keep sending you an income.
Right.
The only thing that says that is an annuity. Now, right. There are a lot of different kinds of them. So let me say this. This is not a segment where we are trying to espouse all the virtues of annuities. I think what would be helpful for our listeners is to explain them.
Yeah, because I think there is a lot of misconceptions. And so the basic premise, I mean, this is the bottom line. In exchange for a fee or the money you deposit in there, the owner or the annuitant receives a lifetime of payments at a future date in retirement. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
You deposit some money here, you invest a little money here, and they're going to give you lifetime income.
So I want to hit pause on this for a second. We're trying to solve for people's retirement years, right?
Yeah.
Other than real estate, there's only three places you can put money. Mm-hmm. You can put money in the bank.
Right.
You can put money in insurance products like what we're talking about here with annuities, or you can put money in the market. Now, we do all of those things
right. For
our clients. And the reason that I'm giving this disclaimer is because I know all of the stuff out there. When you Google annuities, you hear everything from, hey, they're a great way to augment your income in retirement. And a lot of studies have been done saying that if you've put some of your money in an annuity, your retirement plan is more likely to succeed than if you don't.
Right.
So there's in those studies, there are more and more of those every day. So right. I think that's why we're getting asked about them more often. Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of stuff out there where people that, you know, you think know what they're talking about say you should never, ever, ever do that.
Well, think about it like this. All right. If we were to take away their Social Security payments, there's no pensions. You're going to have to live off the money you saved. That's kind of what it's like, because Social Security payments aren't enough for people to live
I had a couple in here the other day that said, we do not want to plan for Social Security being there for us. We want to plan without it.
I hear that every once in a while, but, you know, at this point, I think we're kind of good. But, you know, there are, that's probably a good thing for them to be thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. What if you know that you're about to lose a paycheck because you're retiring or you're voluntarily or involuntarily, how do you replace the thing that you could count on?
So let's just explain to people the different kinds. So there are two basic kinds of annuities. There are immediate annuities and deferred annuities. An immediate annuity is what most people think of when they think of an annuity.
Mm-hmm.
You put money in, you take $100,000, $500,000, whatever the answer is, and you put it in an immediate annuity and you immediately start getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
Now, this is the one where, depending on how you structure it, if something happens to you, there's no money left behind.
Right.
That's what a lot of people think all annuities behave like.
Right.
But that's just an immediate annuity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can actually put a period certain on there so that somebody gets the income for at least some minimum amount of years.
And that's kind of like your pension at work, wouldn't you say, Ted? I mean, if you were to think about that, it's not like you can pass your pension at work to your kids.
Right.
It goes away when you do.
It's one of the reasons a lot of people take the lump sum is because they don't want that.
They don't want the money to go away. They've worked this long at this whatever company, and they don't want the money to go away when they do.
Yeah, worked at U.S. Steel or AT&T or Southern Company or, you know, one of the schools here in town. And I don't want to, you know, if me and my spouse get in a car wreck, I don't want, you know, all the money that could have gone to my kids to disappear. So a lot of people will take the lump sum on their pensions instead of the lifetime income.
Mm-hmm.
So an immediate annuity is kind of like that lifetime income pension. If something happens to you, unless you've structured it a certain way, the money disappears. Hey everybody, Tad Hill here, your co-host of Retire with Freedom. We'll get back to the podcast in just a moment, but first I want to recommend a book to you. It's the one I wrote to help retirees discover the 5 steps to getting a good night's sleep after the paycheck stops. You can probably guess the title. It is, of course, Retire with Freedom. In the book, I'll tell you a little bit of my story and why I became a financial advisor, but I'll also share with you some cautionary tales of retirees who have come before you. We'll talk about the importance of following true planning processes and how to choose the right advisor. Above all, I'll detail for you how we connect all of the dots for our clients to help you sleep well at night with confidence in your financial future. Look for the link in this episode's description to request a free copy of the book. I'd love to send you one. So click the link or just go to askfreedomfinancial.com. Deferred annuities are a different animal, and this is a thing that most people don't understand. A deferred annuity means you put money in this product and you're going to defer it for a period of time with the intention, typically, to do one of a few things. One is to just grow the money and then later on pull the money out and do something else with it. The other is to, in the future, turn it into a lifetime income stream that you know you can't outlive, because as long as you're living, that paycheck keeps coming. It doesn't matter if there's any money left in there or not.
So what I would say, Ted, literally, is there's so many kinds out there. I just want to caution everybody in the middle of what you're saying is that you really need to be working with someone who can help you figure this stuff out.
100%. And you want to be working with somebody that, in my opinion, isn't just trying to sell you an annuity.
Right, exactly.
You know, we like I said, you can put money in the bank, market, insurance company products. We do all of that.
Right.
So we put plans together all the time that don't have annuities in them. We put plans together all the time that do. It depends on what somebody wants and how much risk they're comfortable with and what kind of capabilities they want from the different things.
And how much certainty they're
Just back to the deferred annuity. The deferred annuity is you're putting money in it with the intention that you're either going to take the money out in the future, use an income stream at some point in the future that will last as long as you do. And that's one of the things that a lot of people don't realize. The income is like a pension in that way. As long as you or your spouse are living, if you set it up as a joint life, you keep getting the income, even if the money you put in there is gone. Now, with a deferred annuity, with the vast majority of them, if something happens to you and there's money in there, it goes to your family. That's another misconception that people have about annuities.
Yep, they do.
They think that if they die, the money disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And with deferred annuities, at least the vast majority of them, certainly all the ones that we use, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting the lifetime income, but if you do die early and there's money in there, it's going to your family. So it's not disappearing.
Right.
A lot of these income streams that people can get right now will go up for every year that we defer by 8% or so.
Yeah, pretty good.
Social Security goes up about 8% every year you wait. So that's really good leverage on your money. Mm-hmm. If we can wait a little while, which means we got to pull money from somewhere else or if somebody's still working. There also are annuities out there that your cash value will grow if the stock market goes up, but it won't lose money if the market goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's called a fixed indexed annuity, which is different than a variable annuity. A variable annuity goes up with the market and down with the market on your cash value.
And don't you think, Ted, that people really, really love that feature that's like, wow, I can get some upside, but I don't have to take the downside?
Right.
I mean, that's really attractive to retirees.
Absolutely. And so I know there's a lot of people, there's somebody here, I think, that does either television commercials or radio commercials that talk about these annuities all the time. But again, I think, I don't know for sure, but I think that's kind of their, what they do. Whereas we just think of this as a tool.
Right.
It's just an option that we can consider as part of a plan. But we're just trying to help people understand these things, because I think for the most part, there's a lot of misunderstanding about how they work.
Mm-hmm.
So there's products out there that will go up if the market goes up, but won't go down if the market goes down. Now, you don't usually get the full upside of the market.
Right.
You know, you're trading off some of the growth potential.
Right.
But for a lot of people, they're fine with that.
Right.
Now, almost all annuities come with surrender penalties.
Yep.
So you can usually get 5 to 10% out a year without any kind of penalty, or you can turn on the lifetime income without a penalty. But a lot of them have penalty periods that are 10, 15 years long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not something that you want to do with all your money.
Yeah, sure.
You've got to make sure you're leaving plenty of stuff liquid out there.
But like
there.
You said, there's a lot of liquidity even during the surrender period, because if somebody's pulling 10% of their money out every year,
right,
and they do it for 10 years, they've pulled 100% of their
money
out.
They're taking too much money out, right? I mean, you can't I mean, if you're in retirement and you're withdrawing 10% of your money every year to live on, you're taking too much.
Right. So to me, in my opinion, there's a lot of liquidity there, a lot more than folks think there are.
Insurance services provided through Freedom Financial Group. Any and all other services related to insurance are an outside of business activity and are not offered through or supervised by AE Wealth Management, LLC. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this podcast shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.